Hello?
Hello, Dion. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad today. Not too bad. So yeah, I wanted to go over a couple of you. I got a copy of the credit report, and there might be some things on there that you're not aware of. So I wanted to go over that with you. Quick question also. How much would you say you're doing monthly right now, your weekly revenue?
$6,000.
About 6,000 a month. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be looking at about 74,000 a year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Yes, sir.
72,000.
Yes. 72. Yes,
I can't do math. But no, there, it looks like there. Well, just so you're aware, it looks like there's a past due amount of 26,926, and one of those is a judgment from like the Louisiana Department of Social Services. Looks like they're coming after you for some child support.
No, I pay on that every month. I pay on that every week. So it's just back child support. That's all that is in the rears because of when the judgment went forward on me. That's like lingering long term because when they found out that was my kids, they came back on me for back child support. So they had filed a couple of years previous to saying that that was my kid, and then it went along, and a couple of years went by, and then blood testing, and it ended up being mine, and so they come back on me with it. But
Okay.
I pay child support every week out of my check. They come out of my check. They go on this my check for that.
Okay. Yeah, as long as we can prove that, that's not a problem. It's very common. So just wanted to bring that up. Yeah, it looks like it's got a scheduled payment that just came out on the 16th. They
Yeah.
reported. So we can show that. There's also let me see here. So it looks like you're current on your auto loan. There is a something from Takara at Westover Hills for
Yeah, that was where I ended up co-signing for one of my friends' apartment, and they end up chewing me down, moving before time, put my name on it, and they end up moving. So I'm gonna have to come back and pay that a little later.
So okay, yeah, I've had. Unfortunately, people that you think you're friends sometimes
Yep.
end up doing that to you. I've dealt with it before too. I co-signed for my buddy's motorcycle and he screwed me over, so I know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
So is that the same thing as mansions at Briggs Ranch? Is that the same?
Yeah, that's two of them. One was a girlfriend and one was a friend. Got hit two
Man.
times.
Damn it. Alrighty.
Well, I got hit with the friend and then it hit with the girlfriend. So, and I was like, you know what? I learned my lesson now. Because I end up working the way I work, and then she was gonna get the apartment for her to stay there, and we end up splitting up, and that did that. She was like, I'm not staying here no more. I'm like, all right. All that was co-signing.
So I kind of
Come
figured
back on you.
that's probably has to do with the AT&T
Yeah.
and so you probably got a phone or a cable and you probably in Time Warner
All that
and
was hit. All that was being nice, man. All that was being nice. So now
then
I know
appliance
what I
warehouse
gotta do with. Yeah, that was
T-Mobile.
some yep.
Well, trying to think here. As far as your bank account goes, is the bank in your personal name or is it in the corporation's name?
Nah, it's in my personal name.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Yes, because sometimes what I can do is I can do a loan for like a cash loan. You can maybe use that to pay some of this down, but I mean, it's so if we show proof of the child support, that's going to take off about. Me see here. Let's say 12,000. So that's still going to leave you with a right around here. Right around 15,000 that it shows in back and stuff that you owe on, unfortunately. So I was thinking maybe I could just do a cash loan and it could help you pay that off, but the cash loan's only going to be around maybe 5 to 7,000 as it is, so it's not going to be, a huge help to you. Do you just have the one truck right now?
Yeah, that's all I have is the one truck. That's the truck I'm going to purchase. That's the truck that I'm looking to purchase. Right now, I'm making $6,000 running through a company as a company driver. So as me get my own truck, I'll be making more than $6,000 a month on the average. That's just as a company driver what I'm making. That's why I want to get my own truck, because I'm making that as a company driver a month. When I average up, let me get my notes together, what I got right here. Averaging on a monthly basis, with my own truck, I'll be making roughly around $17,000 a month.
You will be, or?
Yeah, I will be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be making roughly, because the loads, I calculated the loads of how much I'm making per load. Making $5.25 per load, they cut out of it. They put me at $372 a load, and I'm running at least 18 to 15 loads a week. So
I calculated.
Yeah, I took fuel out of that, so it's really more than that. Let me see where I took my fuel out of that. I'm talking about take home. After take home, Let me tell you my breakdown. Okay, I got after doing $372 .50 18 loads put me at $67.09 a week. Take out my fuel, gonna be $1,000, would put me at $57.09 times 3 weeks. I work 3 weeks at a time, take off a week. That put me at $1,728. I put my truck note in there for the say for instance my truck note was $1,800. And extra other little stuff that I have, come up to, after doing that, I put another $1,000 for extra stuff. That put me right at $14,328 take home after fuel, after they get their cut, after truck note, after loan, or, after the other excess stuff that I put down. That put me bringing home $14,328.
Okay.
That's my breakdown of I like to put stuff on paper to make sure I'm, I don't want to get a truck. I don't want to go, talk about putting myself in that predicament. I'm not making no money. But I've been here 6 months with this company. The company I'm going to lease to is doing way more better than this company. So I know those numbers might move, going to move up higher than that.
Well, can you use the truck you're in now for a while?
No, I can't use the truck I'm in now. Okay. Because what happened is this is the company truck. They got their own company truck. They don't really have trucks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Proceed. But if I can, so what you was thinking about, because I really don't have to do the truck loan. The guy actually want a down payment on the truck that I had, wanted to get, and I needed to get the blower. I got $5,000 to put down on the truck, to get the truck. So I actually got a little money for that. Now I need a little extra to try to get things flowing. If you could help out with me getting the blower, whatever you can do to help me out.
Well, I could try to do a cash loan for you, but you would need to... I think the best bet to get that going for you is... I could try to do a working capital loan for you. I just don't feel too good about it. How would you rate your bank statements? Do you have any NSFs, or are they pretty solid?
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Okay. And you might want to get your corporation activated again so we can use that as your time in business.
Okay. So say for instance, working capital. How much can you do on the working capital if I get all my business stuff back, you know, active like you say, and go from there? How much working capital can you work with me with?
I'm going to say probably anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 on a short term. But the thing with that is that they will allow you to renew your terms once you're halfway paid in. So let's say if it's only like a 6-month term, in 3 months you'll be eligible to apply for more funds at a lower cost in a longer term. So you can just keep using that loan until you get everything paid off, and then pay that loan off early if you're able to, and you'll save yourself some money. Otherwise, you can just let it kind of write itself out. But being that it's a short-term loan, it's going to have a daily payment. So it's going to come out Monday through Friday for a total of 21 business days out of the month.
A daily payment of how much?
Let me give you an example. For $5,000, I mean, it's an expensive loan just because of the nature of it. But so you'll probably be paying back $7,000 if you just want the full term of the loan. Mm-hmm. So you'd be paying $2,000 for $5,000, basically. So if I divide that by 6 months, that's $1,166.67 per month. Divide that by 21 business days out of the month, you're looking at a daily payment of $5.55. So $55.55, or 56 cents.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So it's doable, and it might help you out. And then you can, like I said, just renew your terms once you're halfway paid in and kind of go that route.
Yes, sir. That's good. That ain't bad on a loan like that, especially what you have and stuff. Where I got stuff jammed up now. So what you need from me?
All right, so what I'll do is I'll email you an application I need for you to fill out. Do you think you'd be able to renew your corporation?
Yeah, I could get that renewed.
Okay. So that way I can use that for your time in business and then provide 6 months of business or 6 months of bank statements, all pages on that. And we'll go from that route and see what kind of approval I can get for you. Also provide proof of your payments for the child support.
Yep, sir. I got that on my check stub.
All right, my friend. Well, I'll shoot an email to you with all that information, and we'll go from there, buddy.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.